Va'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'saicham. The mitzvah of binyan beis hamikdash is a mitzvah that Klal Yisrael has collectively been waiting to be makayim for a very long time. But it still wasn't oila, the fun of the rotzan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we should be zoicha to be makayim this mitzvah. What could we possibly do that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not just allow us to be makayim this mitzvah, but rather want us to be makayim this mitzvah of Va'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'saicham? There's a pasuk in Sefer Yeshaya in Perach Samach Vav. The pasuk says, Koyamar Hashem, Hashamayim kisi v'ha'oretz hadoim ragloi, Eze bayis ashativ nuli v'eze mokoy menuchasi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu declares the Shamayim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's throne, and the Oretz is Hadoim Ragloi, is like the footstool that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses. So Eza Bayis Ashativ Nuyutli Ve'eza Mokim Menuchasi. Rashi says the whole world, the whole universe is all mine, is the place where I am. So Eza Bayis Ashativ Nuli, Einit Sarach LeMikdash Eichem, I don't need your Mikdash as a Mokim to be Masha Meshchina. I have everything, the whole universe, everything is mine. So what do I need? Your Mikdash. That's what the pasuk says. And the pasuk continues, Ves kol eila yodi yasasa, vayi kol eila nu'um Hashem. Everything is mine, everything I made it. But Hashem says, Ve'el ze abit, what do I focus on in this world? El oni unecheruach v'choreid al dvori. To an oni, a poor person, someone who has a humble spirit, v'choreid al dvori, that he's concerned and worried about the mitzvahs and the word of Hashem. It's mashmeh in the pasuk that Hashem says, Be'etzem, I don't have any need for your beis hamikdash. Hashamayim kisi v'ha'aretz hadoim ragloi. Eze bayis ashativ nuli. Eini tzaruch l'mikdash eichem. But there's one thing that I will focus on in this world, and that would cause my rotzen to dafka be in your beis hamikdash. What is that? If I'll find in this world people who are an ani, they're poor, they're humble, that's the ikar, v'chared al dvari, and they're concerned about my words, it's mashma in the pasuk, then I'll want to be in the Beis HaMikdash. If I'm not going to find that, I have no need for your Beis HaMikdash. The only thing that will cause a need and a rotzen for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be in our mikdash, to be mashrish chinosei beinenu, is elze abit. If I could focus and find people to focus on that are oni unechei ruach v'chored al dvori. What does this mean? What does oni unechei ruach v'chored al dvori, what does that behavior have to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanting to be in a beis hamikdash? Hashem already declared, Hashemayim kisi v'aretz adoim ragloi. Hashem's everywhere. So what does El Ze Abit, El Oni Unechei Ruach V'chored Al Dvori, make a rotzen of Hashem that he should be Mashrish Chinosei Beineinu? The first thing we have to understand is what does it mean Chored Al Dvori? El Ze Abit, El Oni Unechei Ruach V'chored Al Dvori. Chored means concerned, scared of the word of Hashem. What is that idea? The Chofetz Chaim in the Sefer Shein Olam explains the idea of Chored Al Dvori as follows. The point of Chored Al Dvori means that he's concerned of the kiyum of the word of Hashem. We all know that there's two ways that we could do our avodas Hashem. Im ka'avodim, im kibonim. We could serve Hashem as an eved, and we could serve Hashem as a ben. What's the difference between serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avodas Hashem mitoich avdus, or Avodas Hashem mitoich the madrega of banim? The difference is that an eved who does the work that he has to do, he does the job that he has to do, he's only doing it for one reason, because that's what he has to do. That's his avdus, and that's what he must do. So he does what he has to. However, a ben, when he helps and he does any avoda for his father, if it's the proper relationship of an av and a ben is not doing it just because he's chayiv to do it, because he has a mitzvah of kibud av v'aim. A ben is doing it because that's what he wants to do. He wants to. He himself is happy and enjoys doing the ratzon of his father. That's the difference between the avoida of an eved and the avoida of a ben. And the practical nafkamina comes in as follows, says the Chofetz Chaim. Somebody who does his avoidas Hashem as an eved, he'll be very happy, and even more than happy, he will actually look to find loopholes in the halacha. If there's certain mitzvah that's mechayiv him to do certain things, and it's a burden for him, but he has to do it, he'll be very happy, and he'll even seek ways of patering himself. This way I don't have to do it anymore. I don't have the chiyuv. So mamela, I won't have to do it, and I can take it easy. But a ben who wants to do the avoda of Hashem, the ben who enjoys and takes pleasure in doing the work for his father, he's not going to look up for loopholes. He's not going to want to find loopholes to pater himself. On the contrary, he'll dafka look for ways in order to be mechayev himself in the mitzvahs, because that's what he wants to do. It's not just something that he needs to do. It's something that he wants to do. And there's another nafkamina of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitoich avdus or mitoich bonim. Like the Mesil Sesharim says about the midah of chasidus. What is the midah of chasidus? Says the Chofetz Chaim, the midah of chasidus is Ashrei mi sha'amola b'toira v'oise nachas ruach liyoitzrei. Chasidus means not that you just do the mitzvah that Hashem is mitzava. You do the mitzvah to do a nachas ruach liyoitzrei. What's a nachas ruach liyoitzrei? The Mesil Sesharim also gives an example of an av and a ben. If you have a father and a son, and the father occasionally asks the son to do things for him, like the Gemara says, shchaitli, bashelli, shech something for me, cook something for me, make something for me. So the ben, to be makayim, the mitzvah of kibbutz v'aim, will do that. Eventually, when the ben starts hearing all these tzivuyim, all these requests that his father gave him what to do, the ben will learn the style of the father. What does my father like? I see from the fact that on Sunday he asked me this, on Monday this, on Tuesday this. I start seeing the style of my father. Once it's that, the ben is going to want to do things that are oisen nachas ruach to his father, even if his father didn't ask for it. That's the inyan of doing things lefnim mishuras adin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us clear guidelines what we have to do. But somebody who relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a ben, he's not just going to be satisfied with the letter of the law, what Hashem said, the 630 mitzvahs that Hashem said. From all of the things that Hashem was mitzavah beferish, he'll learn what Hashem likes, what makes a nachas ruach liyoytzrei. What Hashem likes, what's the style, ki'ilu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he'll do those things even though he didn't have a tzivoy. That's midah of chasidus lefnim mishuras adin. I do more than the letter of the law, rather I do the spirit of the law. And even if it's something that's not beferish, but if I understand from all the mitzvahs of the Torah that this is something that's oisa nachas ruach liyoytzrei, then he's going to do it. The Chofetz Chaim says that's the inyan of v'chored al dvari. Chored al dvari means that a person is not just going to be makayim the mitzvah because that's what Hashem was mitzvah. He's concerned about the mitzvah. He's concerned about the idea of the mitzvah. And he's chored al dvari. The Chofetz Chaim, for example, he gives a mashal. He says there's a mitzvah of Shmirah Shabbos. And we all know that on Shabbos, it's also to work. It's also to do malacha on Shabbos. And therefore, a yid has to close his shop, his business, on Shabbos. Now, the idea behind the mitzvah, or at least one of the ideas behind the mitzvah is to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the boyrig, the boyrei, and the manig of the world. And by one day, by not making any ishtadlus, by sitting still and not doing malacha, we remember and we realize and we announce and we proclaim that we're really always totally in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the inyan of Shmirah Shabbos. There's mitzvah, of which malacha, what's considered a malacha, what's asr, what's mutter. And then there's the idea that don't work, don't be marviach money, don't make profits, don't keep your business open, in order to put our bitachon in Hashem. Someone who serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu only as an eved, he might look for loopholes. He'll figure out a way with different loopholes and a teirim how to get out of any real iser malacha and somehow figure out a way through a guy or any other loophole to open up his business on Shabbos and somehow in a roundabout money, way to make money. Was he machalal Shabbos? Of course not. He found a loophole. But the Chavetz Chaim says that's not Chored al Dvari. Chored al Dvari means that I'm not looking for loopholes. Chored al Dvari means I realize what the Rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. What Hashem wants behind this mitzvah of Shabbos. And even if I'll figure out a way without being Mechalel Shabbos to get around it, I won't do it. Because I'm Chored al Dvari. I'm concerned about the word of Hashem. I'm not just being Mekayimit because that's what I have to do. I'm concerned to be Mekayimit because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and that's what I want. That's the inyan of Chored al Dvari. It says in the Gemara, in Baba Basra, that Klal Yisrael sometimes, as we mentioned, are called Avodim, and sometimes Klal Yisrael are referred to as Banim. The Gemara says, Bizman she'oisim ritzoyne shalmakim nikru Banim, Bizman she'ein oisim ritzoyne shalmakim nikru Avodim. And the question is, an Eved is someone who's not Oisei Rotzoin of his Adoin, of his owner, of his master. If an Eved is not doing the Rotzoin of his owner, then he's not an Eved. He's being moired, he's rebelling against his Adoin. So what does it mean? Bizman she'ein Oisei Rotzoin Shel Mokoim, then it's Nikru Avodim. The answer is the Gemara is careful to use the Lashon of Rotzoin Shel Mokoim, not Tzivuye Shel Mokoim. If a person wouldn't be doing tzivuyei shel makom, the command of his adon, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not even an eved. That's the aleph beis of an eved. The difference between an eved and a ben is oisim ritzoinei shel makom. An eved does the tzivuy of the makom, but he's not interested in the ratzin of the adon. But a ben who wants to do a nachas ruach liyotzroi, he's not just oisim tzivuyei shel makom, he's oisim ritzoinei shel makom. That's the avodah of an av and a ben. Now, we all know the medrash that says the inyan of asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'soicham is the inyan of like a melech who had a daughter and the daughter got married and she had to move away and the melech made a request, it's so hard for me to part with you, leave for me, build for me a small chamber, a small booth near where you live that I could come all the time and be with you. That's the inyan of Asuli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Saicham. It's the inyan of the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Torah, with Klal Yisrael, that's learning the Torah, a relationship of an Av and a Ben. So that's the pshat in the Pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you think I need your Beis HaMikdash to live in? HaShamayim Kisi, V'Ha'aretz Hadoim Ragloi, Eizah Bayis HaShativ Nulu V'Eizah Makom Menuchasi. What type of a bias could you possibly build that I would have an interest in being there? Hashem says, "Ober ve'elzeh abit." There's one thing that's going to make my will and my rotzen to be next to you, even in a small kito and in a small booth, compared to the Hashemayim kisiva aratz adon magloi. There's one thing, elzeh abit ve'el oni v'necheruach v'chored al dvori. If the way that you're serving me is with chored al dvori, because you care. Not just because you have to, because you care. That shows, like the Mrs. Lasharim says, you're behaving as a ben. You're oisim ritzoyne shel mokim. If you're behaving as my ben, I want to be with you. I don't need your mikdash. I have hashamayim kisiv aratz adayim ragloi. But if you're my ben, even in this kitoin, even in this small chamber, I want to be there. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be with his children. That's the inyan of asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'soicham. Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of people that are very, very makbid on being mekayim the tzivoy of Hashem with all the halachos and with all the diktukim. But the inyan of oisim ritzoyne shel mokim, that people are mekayim the mitzvahs because they care, not just because they have to do it, because they care and they want to do it. They have the midah of chasidus, of being oisim nachas ruach liyotzrei,
understanding the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and fulfilling the Ratzon, because that's what I care and that's what I want to do, that's something that definitely needs chizuk. But the Pasuk is teaching us that if we will make that shift and we'll be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that way, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forget about all the big things. Even if we're just a madrega of Oni Unechei Ruach, we're humble and we're simple and we don't have the highest madregas, but it's our ben, it's Hashem's ben. We're banim, we're chared al dvari, we're oisenachas ruach liyitzrei. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to give up everything, Hashemayim kisi v'aratz adayim ragloi, and live and be mashrish chinosa beinenu, kederech of the relationship between a father and a son.